I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
One night in the middle of the night, and unfortunately, he is up in the middle of the night a lot. And he types on his iPad, "God wants to show you about the triune God now, Mom." And I'm like, okay. And he goes on to type, "In the Trinity, the Father is the manager. The Son is the lover of operations. The Holy Spirit is worker. So it's three in one, getting things done. The world was created only by three functions that went like this. Father thought it. Son loved it. Holy Spirit carried out the plan. That is how Trinity works, Mom. Father, Son, Holy Spirit lack nothing. They all talk together about how things should go. Life is simple if you know He is Papa, He is Healer, He is Helper." He goes on to say, "Man must voice, Father, what do you think? Jesus, what do you love? Spirit, what should we do about it? This is your mission. Do what Father thinks and what Jesus loves and what Spirit tells."
This must just blow your mind when you're reading this.
Completely. I mean, honestly, it's so in the middle of the most mundane things. I mean, he can be typing something and then it's like, oh, I have to get up and he wants ice cream or something. And he's leaving you with a cliffhanger and you're like, please finish, please finish. It's not a pretty process. But what is being shared is I just have a sense of awe and wonder of God that causes me when I'm just out and about in everyday life to notice God more, to be more aware. And the more aware we are of Him and His Spirit and how He's working, the more we are aware of Him. You know, it just perpetuates.
Well, and you have said from the very beginning that the story, even though it's about Josiah, that the story is not about Josiah. The story is about God and what He's able to do through those who are willing to listen and act. And so as you go around and tell these stories, what is it that you want people to know above anything else?
Well, I think that there's really a war for our hearts right now, our hearts' affections. For many years, I was in awe of autism. Like, I had never seen anything like it. Where's the solution? I'm just trying to figure out how to help. And it's such a big giant, right? It's such a huge, like you can picture Goliath taunting you. And yet, there's the other side that says, God says, "I want you to awe me." You can be in awe and be crushed by the report of the doctors, by the report of the diagnosis, the label, whatever that is. Or you can be in awe and believe the report of the Lord. What are you going to decide? Because there's a heart choice there. And to me, that is the very essence of what faith is.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.